Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what the divine messages are for today. So let's start off, as always, by introducing ourselves. And here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is the magical DC Love. It's a crazy morning. The energy feels a little crazy anyway. Well, as you know, Barbara, I do resonate with crazy, so I feel good today. And my journey began with sugar cookies, 2 pounds of sugar cookies in a big, non-breakable container, thank goodness, that flew off my kitchen countertop onto my floor. I had cookies and sprinkles everywhere. And if that wasn't enough, my cell phone began to text me, and it was my cousin's friends from the other side. And at that time, I wasn't on this journey, so I wasn't really open to that kind of communication just yet. It kind of freaked me out. And then, you know, like it gets better. I guess I still wasn't listening, so spirit then sat upon me. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. So I had no other choice but to listen. And all of this craziness propelled me onto the path that I find myself on today. It's a crazy path. It's a beautiful path. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I don't say it too often because I can't say it with a straight face. Whenever I try to say that, Joan Rivers comes in and she whispers into my ear, yes, DC, and you're certifiable. I just might be. I'm not sure. But my beautiful journey was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered I have a strong connection with spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I have a past work experience in law enforcement. I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I first connected while we were in a coma. At that time, she actually threatened me. Believe it or not, she did. She threatened me. But we've been together ever since. It took quite a while to realize that the connection that I had with Joan is truly divine. And Joan has left a door open, and those from the other side, they walk through that door continually. My chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. As well, I have the ability to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but I love my journey. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to connect with everyone via radio because this helps me to access an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages and healings to people at regular intervals. But I'm here to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. And what that means is I focus on bringing other people freedom and giving them empowerment so that they can take on their own life, so that they can be as great, as strong, as powerful, as beautiful, as incredible as they already are. It's always a matter of finding what you are looking for within yourself, because everything you desire is already there. It's already been created. It's usually just a matter of you opening up to receiving it. We are taught all of our lives that we can't have this, we can't do that, we can't. And I change those I can'ts into I can, and allow people to start experiencing the truth of who they are. And I started all of this because I realized that my life was, well, basically it sucked. I was married, I was employed, I was incredibly unhappy. And so looking for happiness through others, through other things, through other situations, through other circumstances, doesn't work. Happiness is an inside job. And so I decided everything needed to change. And it has changed. And it's been years of this wonderful journey where I have learned to love me, to accept me, to be grateful for me. And I invite you to take part in this wonderful journey too. And if you want to know more about me, you can check my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there, and you may just find what you have been looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear some messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Oh, Barbara, I don't know if you really want to hear that today. As you know, or maybe you don't know, Mercury is going into retrograde on Halloween. Did you know that, Barbara?
No, I had seen a little bit of stuff about it, but that's it.
Yeah, so Mercury is going into retrograde on Halloween, and when people hear that, they get freaked out to the max. So instead of saying double, double, toil and trouble, oh gosh, what am I going to do? You know, I'll be back, you know, and hiding under your bed for 3 weeks, you know, that's only going to, you know, saying I'll be back, that's only going to help if your name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Otherwise, it doesn't resonate, people, okay? Ginger's coming in and she's saying, you know what, instead of being, you know, like afraid and everything, she's saying, why don't you just put all your issues and all your trust in Jesus' hands? Give him all your concerns. And, you know, Jesus is with you 24/7, even through Mercury retrograde. Don't be worried. You know, release those burdens. He can help improve any situation. So are you ready, guys? Because this is a time, you know, that we really have to focus, like, I think, like a little bit differently is what I want to say. You know, it's a little bit of a crazy time, but this is a time to rest, to reset, to renew, to reflect, realign, even a time to just, you know, sit back and maybe like reboot and rediscover who we are, or how about rewriting our story? So if you're ready, Jesus is here, and he's going to help you to peel away any fear that you have, get rid of any resentment you're holding on to, any negativity, anger, guilt, any of your old habits. Anything that is holding you back, Jesus is here, and he comes in with Mother Mary, the angels, your guides, your guardians, your divine team. I see ancestors, family members, and I'm even seeing beautiful pets that are here as well to help you with all of this. And as we know, Ginger comes in and she gives advice often. And, you know, these beautiful pets are just angels with fur. They're all here right now waiting to connect with you and your innate body and transform all that no longer serves you. And we know that life is not always easy, and it's especially not easy during Mercury retrograde. It can get tough, but we're here to help. And you don't have to go through, you know, Mercury retrograde alone, because Barbara Grace and myself, we're here for you, and we can help you get back on track. It doesn't even cost anything except a little bit of your time and your willingness to let go of what no longer serves you. You're going to feel so much better, and you're going to feel, you know, really happy that you called in. Okay, so with that being said, I have a beautiful little prayer. Holy Presence, I lay down and let go of all perceptions of harm done to me and any harm from me to others. I surrender to eternal love now. Holy Presence, I surrender the holding on to people, situations, and all circumstances in my life fully now. Holy Presence, I willingly let go of all attachments to the past, the present, and future now, and surrender and open my heart to the eternal presence of all that I am now. Holy Presence, I open my heart fully and surrender all that I am to the perfect design of my soul now. Holy Sacred Light, I let go of all attachments to how things should be done and I surrender to the glorious flow of my sacred divinity now. Holy Presence, I fully surrender all that I am, and I now accept my freedom, and I allow the eternal flow of unconditional love in all areas of my life now. And that was a beautiful, beautiful prayer by L. Aura Pleiadian, and I just thought that was so, so beautiful. Okay, so with that being said, what I want to say, guys, is you've during this time of Mercury retrograde, listen with your eyes, your heart, and your ears. And when we listen with our ears, it's not enough, and especially right now, because this is a time when communication could be so mixed up. So if you find that you're going through a situation, try to see the situation the way others see it, and try to, you know, step into their shoes and feel the situation as they feel it. Listen with curiosity, and be like a mirror. Just sit there and reflect. This is Mercury retrograde. We're concerned with all the Aries. Reflect. And just, you know, seek to understand and, you know, realize that when you just seek to understand where someone is coming from, it does take courage and kindness. And when we speak with others, speak honestly and speak with integrity. And please remember that we're all here walking the same journey. We're all human beings with, you know, all these crazy emotions and feelings. And when we truly consciously focus on listening, rather than responding, we're going to find out that, you know, the communication is going to be so much better, and we could resolve conflicts and have healthier relationships. So with that being said, as I said, you know, Mercury is going into retrograde on Halloween, and as I was told, this retrograde is in Scorpio, so it could be a little bit more intense. I guess it's a water sign, and there may be a lot of turmoil of emotions. You may start to question everything. Suddenly, things may not make sense at all, and things may surface that you've held down for so long, but this is a good time to reevaluate and go within and listen to your intuition. This is a time to remove self-doubt. And to really, you know, take care of a situation maybe that you weren't addressing. This may be a time that seems like it's filled with chaos. But by the end of the day, you could be stronger and really get, like, reorganized and, you know, regroup and get back on that path that you were, you know, wanting to go on. So it may be, you know, a time that you have to really, like, address different things and, you know, and then just make peace with those things. And be able to go on and, you know, and have better days ahead. So please don't look at this time, you know, as a time where you're like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? This is a time that, you know, could be a good time if you look at it in a different way. And sometimes, you know, all this stuff about Mercury retrograde, it's really only an illusion at times. Okay? So things will be revealed, you know, during this time if you just take a little time to relax, sit back, and just let things happen. You're going to see that, you know, things may seem like they're, you know, upside down for a while, but that's okay. Because we're going to just, you know, remember that we co-create the life that we're living, and we're going to refocus, and we're going to be able to manifest blessings in our life for the rest of the year. And Barbara, that is my message for today. Are you muted, Barbara?
Yes, I was muted and I was talking. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, DC.
Yeah.
See, I've started Mercury retrograding early. So. Here is the message that I am getting from Jesus right now. Beloved ones, we know that you are looking forward to the interesting occurrences that occur when Mercury is in retrograde. We want you to just relax. We seriously want you to just relax. Just let it go. Let go of all the expectations. Let go of all the worries, all of the doubts. Just let it go. Because no matter what Mercury is or is not doing, your life is your choice. And you get to create what you experience. So if you are coming at this with all this fear and this worry and, oh my gosh, there's going to be problems, then that is what you are creating. So we encourage you, just let it go. Know that your life can be absolutely wonderful no matter what Mercury is doing. Know that your life is your choice. It is your beliefs. It is your experiences. So let go of all of that external influence and go within yourself. See the truth of who you are. Decide to create a wonderful, magical, incredible experience. And let that be your truth. You are powerful. You are beautiful. You are absolutely incredible. Please don't ever forget that. And create the life that you desire. Because that is what you are here for. We love you. And we are with you. And if you need us, call on us. We are always here for you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful. That was really, really beautiful.
Ah, just that beautiful. Wonderful reminder to just be ourselves no matter what.
Yeah, and especially now, you know. And
yeah.
When you said be ourselves, I saw Batman wearing a mask. Because Halloween is coming. There are going to be a lot of people that dress up as Batman. But believe it or not, the mask is not to hide who they are, but to create who they want to be.
That's true.
Yes.
All right, so everyone, create who you want to be.
Yes, and Robin is saying to Batman, holy wisdom, Batman. I didn't realize I have the power. I'm never going to give up.
Wonderful.
This is a great time. You know what? I feel like this is really a great time. It doesn't feel that bad. It feels kind of good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it really
I agree.
Does.
It is a great time. Okay, so we've come to the part of the show where people can ask us questions. So if you have called in, and the number is 646-716-5045, don't forget to press the number 1 so that we know that you have a question. And I will click on the chat room so that that is open as well. And we will go to our first caller.
Barbara, hold that for 1 second. I'll be right back.
Okay. As soon as DC finishes dealing with, I imagine it's a little person, and the things that little people do. They are such wonderful, amazing blessings in our lives. They keep us thinking and active. And moving. And they say things with such innocence that sometimes it's just like, oh, wow. And they teach us how to be who we really are. And to stop being a victim of anything. Just be yourself. Just be the real you. And if you don't know who the real you is, then take some time out, spend a few moments just being. Some people would call it meditating, but I don't usually use that word because, well, to me, meditation means it's time to take a nap. So, although sometimes my naps are really profound and I get incredible knowledge and information in them. So naps have benefits too. But if you just take a few moments out of your day and just be without thinking or doing, just be and see what you learn. Life really is wonderful. And DC is
it truly
back.
Is. I'm back, Barbara.
All right. So let's go to our caller and see if this is Nathaniel.
All right, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
How are you, hon?
Great.
Oh, it's so beautiful to hear your voice.
Hey, well, thank you.
Are you affected at all by Mercury retrograde, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Yeah, and what ways does it affect you, hon?
Well, it could be good things. You know, it's a good time to take vacation. It's a good time to reevaluate, that kind of thing.
Because I'm getting, as I'm connecting with you, I feel as though some of your feelings are repressed. Okay? And this is the time to just let them be free. Okay? And it's a time to also remember, you know, to be like a child again, Nathaniel. What is it that you did as a child that really got you excited? Because this is a time to connect with that inner child and have a little fun.
Okay.
And I'm getting... You know what, Nathaniel, you've got to get out of your own way. It's sort of like, and I got this message quite a bit. I still get it. Spirit always comes in and says, DC, get out of your own way. And when I do, believe me, Nathaniel, it's so much easier when we get out of our own way. We've just got to, you know, go with the flow and realize that, you know, there's a divine force that is with us and ready to heal any situation with love, okay? So the message is for you, too, that, you know, allow this, you know, this divine team of yours to come in and assist you, Nathaniel. It's a time to release anything that's unhealed, okay? And I feel like, you know, your relationship with Jesus, you've got to allow him to show you what an amazing creation you truly are, Nathaniel, okay?
I see, yeah.
Because I don't think you see yourself through the eyes of the divine quite yet. And you are amazing. God created you, and he doesn't make mistakes. Okay? Nathaniel, it's also a time to let go of any kind of anxiety that you still have. There may be a little bit of trust issues, a little bit of disappointment, but you've got to surrender everything and relax. Just sit back and relax. And when now especially during this Mercury retrograde, sitting back and relaxing are going to get better results. And you're probably thinking, well, how can that be possible, DC, just sitting back and relaxing? But especially during this time of Mercury retrograde, sit back, relax, and let the divine come in and work its magic. Okay, Nathaniel?
Okay.
Okay, let Jesus come in and let him be in charge, okay? And I'm getting, you're going to feel so much better when you do, hon. Okay. And just you've got to ask the divine again to allow them to show you how you look through their eyes. And I'm getting the word healing, Nathaniel, okay? I know that you've been worried about health issues, but the divine is coming in and reassuring you, you know, that, you know, all is well, okay?
Okay.
So just be open to receiving that magnificent healing, loving energy, okay? And know that, you know, you're is always with you. You've got to have a little bit more faith and allow the divine to come in and show you these beautiful solutions that they have for you, okay? Are you willing to hand over everything to the divine, Nathaniel, all of these, you know, issues you've been holding on to?
Okay.
Okay. This is a time to stay in the present moment, Nathaniel. You've been reliving old memories, rehashing these wounds that are so deep. And this is a time to just relax and allow these beautiful blessings to come your way, okay? So with that being said, with your permission, I want to turn you over now to Barbara and to really to do some healing that you so need. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, Barbara.
All right, so here are our dear innate statements. Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I am no longer who I used to be.
Dear innate, I am no longer who I used to be.
Dear innate, I am recreating myself.
Dear innate, I am recreating myself.
Dear innate, I accept the wisdom of my soul.
Dear innate, I accept the wisdom of my soul.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself right now.
Dear innate, I love and connect myself right now.
Dear innate, I am one with God.
Dear innate, I am one with God.
Just take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Better, thank you.
Okay, well, I think you are ready for your day, then. Don't forget music. They always have me say that to you. So don't forget your music. We love you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC. That was our only caller with their hand up, so unless our other caller wants to raise their hand, there's nobody in the chat room. So this is the end of the show, unless that person raises their hand, which they just did. So let's go to the caller from area code 860. Hi, who's this?
Barbara in DC. It's Lisa. I was just listening. If you want to end the show, go ahead. I only raised my hand because you had only one caller.
No, we wanted to say hello to you, Lisa, and it was meant to be. You know that.
I was just listening. I do the dare. I do the darinates with everybody.
That's good. That's good. Oh my goodness. And Jesus is with you right now, and I was getting, you know, I'm with her, and I'm like, okay. And I heard it, you know, Barbara say it's Lisa. Well, of course it's Lisa. Okay.
No.
Lisa, you have a beautiful, beautiful relationship with Jesus. And he's saying, I am here, my beloved child. I am here to offer healing support to you and your loved ones. And you've got to have faith in his miracles of love, okay?
Always.
Okay, so he is with you. And I was hearing just watch and wait, okay? And you've got to stay in the present moment, in the now, because really that's all we have, okay? And try to find joy, you know, in today. And when you do, you're going to find that there's so many blessings there as well, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, your heart and your soul have been heavy, and Jesus just wants to help you with that and to offer some healing. And he's saying, be strong. Okay, I'm getting resolution, the word resolution, toward what you've been focusing on, okay?
Okay.
So allow him to, you know, help you right now and walk with you, okay?
I need him to carry me right now.
Well, he will. He will, because I see only one set of footprints in the sand, Lisa.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, and just surround your current situation and all of your loved ones with love. Okay, because when we pray, you know, for love, we heal situations, okay? There are so many beautiful angels that are with you at this moment, Lisa. Okay? And you're being surrounded by the highest energy. Okay? And just keep asking the angels to come in, and you yourself can surround this situation with this loving energy. And being that it's the highest energy, we oftentimes witness miraculous healings, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, so Jesus, you know, he is with you. Oh, excuse me, I have a little, feel like a little frog in my throat there. Okay, so with that being said, okay, what are they showing me? Okay. Okay, so Ginger's coming in and she's saying, Lisa, I'm with you guys and trying to help your little fur baby to really stay calm and to be at peace and to really let love come in as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's been around Gizmo, okay? And if you believe, you can accomplish anything. And Ginger's saying that you're such a powerful healer, Lisa, okay?
Okay.
And she wants you to believe that you have the ability to accomplish anything, as long as you put your mind into it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So, you know, to everyone in all situations, she wants you to send that beautiful, loving, healing energy. Okay, and reconsider. She's saying reconsider your current choices, Lisa, because right now you feel uncertain, you're unclear, you're really lost.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying this is your state of being right now. You know, you really have to change, you know, your mindset. You need to change your direction so that you will, you know, be in a state of peace and happiness. So reconsider, you know, what you're putting out there to the universe, okay?
Okay.
And just allow, she's saying, allow the divine to come in. And she's saying the word miracle. She's saying, Lisa, I love you. And she's saying, you're so stressed. And I know you can't see a solution presently. But she's saying, if you will allow, you know, things can and will resolve, okay? And they're going to resolve in a godly way. And miracles can happen. So she's saying, you know, right when you think, you know, this is it, I can't do anymore, I'm going to give up, remind yourself it's never too late, Lisa. There's always hope, okay? And allow this hope to pick you up, you know, and help you to be strong once more, help you to be happy, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, you know what? Jesus is showing me what you have in your mind presently, and she's saying, please, my dearest friend, don't give up. Don't ever give up. Don't lose hope, okay? And she's showing me the horizon. She's saying there's a miracle on the horizon. And she's saying, please, Lisa, just keep walking, you know, in that direction, okay? And she's saying, you have the healing touch, my friend. You have that healing touch. She's saying, you know that you're this magnificent healer. Okay, so have you been using that beautiful healing touch?
Probably not. Probably too.
Okay, well, she's, the reason that is because you're filled with fear. Let go of the fears and trust in yourself and trust in your God-given gifts, okay? She's saying you don't have to do this alone. There are a lot of beautiful angels with you regularly that are waiting to help you, you know, to do what you can, you know, you want to do and you will do. And she's saying Archangel Raphael is there with an entourage of healing angels, and they're surrounding you right now. So she's saying, don't be afraid. You know, give your fear to the angels and have faith in yourself and have faith in miracles, okay? And just, you know, continue to pray, because praying helps. Worrying just blocks everything. And let God's work heal, okay? And she's saying, girlfriend, you've got the power. So that's what I have for you, Lisa. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, because you do need a little healing. You're not fully believing in yourself and what you can do, my friend. Okay? You are an amazing healer, and so many people, you know, could use your help, okay?
Okay.
And you've got to keep, you know, keep in that state of faith, keep walking forward. And as you're walking, Ginger's saying, if you keep looking straight, Lisa, really open your eyes, you're going to see that the angel of abundance is there waiting for you. Okay.
Thank you.
And she's also showing me Angel Daniel. And I don't know if you're aware of Angel Daniel.
No.
Okay. Angel Daniel is the angel of marriage, okay? And he, too, is with you at this time, okay? Okay. If there are any, like, you know, issues in regard to relationships, you know, your relationships, your marital relationships, Daniel is with you, supporting and guiding you, okay? And really helping to resolve issues, okay? And as well, he's here to help you to heal those past wounds, okay?
Thank you.
Are you open to his healing as well, Lisa?
That. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if you'll allow, I want to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit more healing, okay?
Thank you so much, DC.
Thank you, sweetheart. Barbara?
Okay, Lisa, here we go. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear of life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of life.
Dear innate, I release the fear of myself.
Dear innate, I release the fear of myself.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my power.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my power.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my abilities.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my abilities.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my magnificence.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my magnificence.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my prosperity.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my prosperity.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my healing.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my healing.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my changing.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my changing.
Dear innate, I release the fear of becoming.
Dear innate, I release the fear of becoming.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being alone.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being alone.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being it.
I didn't hear that, Barbara.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being enough.
Dear innate, I release the fear of not being enough.
I release the fear of my insignificance.
Dear innate, I release the fear of my insignificance.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You were hanging on to a lot of stuff today.
That was a nice treat. I didn't expect that. Thank you so much, ladies.
See, that's why you should always raise your hand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Lisa, I was getting, like, as Barbara was speaking with you, I saw a pen writing on paper, and I was asking the angels. I'm getting it wasn't, like, automatic writing. It was called inspirational writing. So I don't, you know, I'm not sure exactly, you know, what that means, but I'm feeling that you've got, maybe, is there a book within you, you think? You've got to start writing, you know, what you're feeling, and whatever, you know, you're guided to write, don't read it, like, just start writing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because I'm getting inspirational writing, and it's sort of like you're teaching your mind to sort of like disassociate, and you're distracting the conscious mind, and you're just allowing, you know, your wishes to be expressed like on paper. But I'm getting it's not automatic writing. Okay.
Okay.
It's a little different because it helps you to grow in your awareness, and I feel like you're going to grow in your awareness of really showing you how powerful you are as a healer.
Well, I'm going to take Barbara's automatic grading class, so maybe that will help me.
Yes, please take that. That'll be a really beneficial tool for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. Thank you both very, very much.
You're welcome, and have a fun day, okay?
Yes, have some fun today, Lisa. God bless.
Bless you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, DC, we are done for today.
Well, we did our job well, and we did it very timely. That's okay. That's okay.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and we're just going to, you know, embrace today and not worry about, you know, Mercury and retrograde and hiding under the bed and things. We're just going to keep walking our path and hopefully, you know, keep on inspiring others to do the same. And, you know, we're open to receiving, Barbara. It's time to, you know, to begin this brand new journey. So, you know, I just invite all of you to keep, you know, listening to us, call in, and we want to help you to embrace the changes that are coming. They're exciting. They're beautiful changes. And there's going to be a lot of inspiration and expansion on the way, is what the angels are saying, Barbara.
Wonderful.
It truly is. It is wonderful. My goodness, yes. Beautiful.
Well, we send everybody lots and lots of love, and we will be back on Thursday. So feel free to listen in, to call in, to ask your questions, and let us help you move forward with your life. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
We love you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.